What did I just say? 21 gigawatts! What the hell is a gigawatt?
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat.
This is the Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I'm your host, Ron Culver, and with me, as always, is the CEO of eRenewable, Mike Niemer. It's a Follower Friday edition of the podcast today with special guest Joe Wilkinson, head of event content with Solar Media. Before we get to their conversation, let's hear from Mike's better half, Ann Niemer, COO of eRenewable, with an important message.
Ann Niemer here, COO of eRenewable. We know today whether you're a public company, private equity, or privately held company, ESG and sustainability are important to your company. At eRenewable, we can help you achieve some of those goals. If you have any questions or need any assistance with regards to reaching your sustainability goals, please visit us at eRenewable.com to learn more. As always, thank you for listening to The Green Insider, powered by eRenewable.
Thanks, Ann. And now here's Mike with Joe Wilkinson, head of event content with Solar Media.
Welcome to The Green Insider Podcast, powered by eRenewable. I am Mike Niemer, and today we bring to you a new conference that we've not had to the show before, Solar Media. I've missed Joe Wilkinson, director of the event content, that's going to tell us all about their Dallas show. So at this Follower Friday, I want to welcome Joe to the show. And Joe, you're going to tell us about the Dallas conference coming up April 10th and 11th, talking about Renewable Energy Revenue Summit USA. So welcome to the show. But before we get in the weeds of the conference, since Solar Media is new to eRenewable and the Green Insider Podcast, give us a little background on Solar Media first.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much for having me, and thanks to all your listeners, wherever you are in the world. So I'm joining you from Solar Media in London, UK, and we're based here as a publishing and events company. So everything we focus on is at the cutting edge of the renewable energy transition. We run around 25 events in a calendar year, and we publish 4 trade titles. Everything we do focuses on solar PV, energy storage, green hydrogen, electric vehicles, energy transition investment, and kind of, you know, very, very kind of focused on that side of the world. We also have a market research division dedicated to getting business critical information into the market. And if your audience has encountered us, Mike, it's probably through one of our trade titles. So PV Tech or Energy Storage News would be the sort of more sort of global publications that we have, both of which are free to subscribe to. The Renewable Energy Revenue Summit, which comes up on the 10th and 11th of April in Dallas, is really designed to bring together large energy buyers. So they might be corporates using energy for their own use. They might be municipalities, cities, and other kind of public sector energy buyers. They might be utilities in all their different stripes. And they might also be sort of commodities traders, kind of looking to get more exposure to the low carbon sort of energy side of the market. And then obviously we also have generators, so IPPs, asset owners, investors, and really everyone between those kind of transactions, you know, getting green electrons to where they need to be. This event comes off the back of 10 years. I'm actually coming up for my 10th anniversary this month at Solar Media. 10 years of kind of organizing solar storage and wind finance events. So often those events really focused on the upfront acquisition of debt or equity. What we're focusing on now is the revenues. And for me, that's really exciting.
Well, you know, you guys have, you know, tons of content on your website. You have all this content from all the subject matter experts you bring into all these variety of conferences. So this particular conference, have you had this conference before? Or is this a first of its kind for you?
No. So we've run this conference twice before for the European market. And that's been in London, sort of late spring, early summer. And really it came off the back of fundamental changes, and I'll get into that a little bit later in the conversation, of how kind of buyers and sellers are sort of working together. It is the first event that we've held of this nature in the US, but we also run sort of 5 or 6 different events in the US market. So some focused on project deployment, some focused on investment and finance, an energy storage event, and we do some stuff looking, if you want to get nerdy into the physics of modules, we do some stuff looking at solar PV module tech.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on, not only in Europe and across the pond for us here in the U.S., but also in the U.S., as you all know. So I'm excited for this show to get here. Is this something that you're hoping to continue to have in Dallas, or is this one of those type shows that you'll have the same theme, but each year you'll move it to a different location?
So I think Texas is a really interesting place because there's a lot of stuff you can do in ERCOT that you can't do in other markets. So I think if you're kind of looking at sort of revenues in the ERCOT market, it's a really exciting time to be doing business there. Lots of growth there, particularly on the solar and storage side of things. But then I think there is a completely different approach that you might take if you're doing something, say, for example, in the CAISO or the MISO space. So we wouldn't necessarily move the event to different states, but we may well launch follow-up events which have that kind of local nuance. And that's kind of really what we're known for in the European market. So again, we have flagship European events, often they're in London. We also do regional events where we can really dig into those topics which are important for local kind of participants in the market.
So with regards to this conference, will you have certain panels talking about PPAs and VPPAs?
We will. We've got 2 days of content ready for people. We're kind of looking at PPAs and all their different stripes. So we're looking at VPPAs, PPAs, CPPAs, kind of lots of sort of discussion around, you know, which kind of use cases each is most relevant. But I think we're also looking at, some of the fundamental trends which are really shifting the market. So we're in a high interest rate environment, and that might not change for some time. But obviously, when you look at when the renewables industry came of age, it was post the 2008 credit crisis. So we had massively low interest rates, and some of them were historically low. So for many people, project economics have changed. I think right now, energy buyers more than ever before are looking towards low carbon energy. And we've definitely seen a massive uptick since COVID. But I think they're also very attuned to the need to think about energy security as well as that decarbonisation piece. I do think energy buyers are becoming more sophisticated. So again, I think these large energy buyers, they have a much better idea in 2024 about what they need than they may have done a few years ago when they were signing PPAs. We've obviously seen, and this is a trend that most of your listeners will have encountered. So anyone that's been to a renewables conference in the last 5 or 6 years will have at some point seen a graph of the duck curve. But I think as the market grows, we are starting to get to a space where you are going to see more and more negative pricing. Then we have energy storage, and depending on what side of the fence you sit in, how the battery is managed, you could see that as a panacea and a hedging device, or you could see it as a potential to cannibalize revenue. And again, each market will differ there depending on what routes to market are available for participants. I think there's a question around the way in which renewables actually meet the needs of buyers. So again, there's a nuance depending on the type of company. There's a nuance depending on the type of company and kind of how their energy demand shifts through the day. Then you have issues around underperformance. So, we've seen a lot of assets built around the world, which have underperformed. There are products for that. There are sort of different sort of insurance products which are available. But, coming quite fast down the line is the potential for extreme weather, the sort of changing sort of environment in which we live, sort of literally. PPAs, which you mentioned. And then I think you have these overarching issues that every industry is dealing with, but AI, digitization, political risk, energy prices, always suffer when their geopolitical risk goes up. So these are all the kind of trends which are coalescing around the industry and which I think, people have questions around.
Well, I think that sounds like you guys are going to cover at this conference a ton of stuff that's on everybody's mind. So we're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. Jo Wilkinson, Director of Events for Solar Media. Please visit them either on LinkedIn or on their website. Jo, what's the website name?
So the website is renewablerevenueusa.com.
Renewablerevenueusa.com. Go visit that. Go to the Solar Media LinkedIn page and follow them. Jo, thank you for joining us on the Green Insider, Power BI Renewable.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you all. And as you know, as the saying goes, you should try to learn something new every day. And today, we were responsible for today's lesson. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jo, for all the information surrounding the Renewable Energy Revenue Summit USA happening April 10th and 11th in Dallas. And thank you all for listening. As a reminder, if you still have not subscribed to the Green Insider podcast, don't hesitate and become one today.